So having understood both the micro and the macro factors affecting agriculture prices, now let's understand the social factors affecting prices in India. Social factors could be because of various factors such as the land ownership patterns, the labor availability, the demographics, the communities, decision making, the gender roles, the traditions related to farming activities, as well as the consumer preferences for certain types of produce. So all this can actually provoke a farmer to adopt certain types of farming practices, to seed in certain types of crops. And once again, he will have to face challenges like the land ownership pattern, especially in case of fragmented land, the limited supply of labor in regions where harvesting is done at a time, the planting of seeds is done in a particular season, and the gender roles also can play a very important role, especially the elderly population may prefer certain type of nutrition food, the younger generation may have a different taste based on their lifestyle. So all these factors become an important aspect of social factors affecting the prices in India. Next important factor which can affect agricultural prices are the political factors. When we talk about political factors, the prime factor becomes the structure and functioning of government, how good their policies are, how good their food safety regulations are, how good their incentives are for the farmers through the farm acts, and the political stability or instability. The stability or instability can also form an important factor to affect the agricultural prices. The power dynamics can influence the prices. Interest groups or stakeholders can also play a major role in bargaining for the agricultural prices. Collective bargaining, that's what it's called. It can create a regulatory environment that affects the agricultural prices. Next important factor which we are going to look is the environmental factors affecting the agricultural prices. When we talk about the environmental factors, it can be challenges posed by climate change, water availability, soil health, biodiversity, and all this can pose dangers to the environment through droughts, floods, soil erosion, and pest outbreaks. Both can lead to the lower supply and higher prices of agricultural commodities, and hence the farmer has to take all proactive measures to cope with this climate change, water availability, soil sort, health issues, as well as biodiversity loss. Next important factor are the technological factors affecting the agricultural prices in India. Nowadays, so many newer technologies are being deployed by the farmers, not only for modeling which type of farming practices could be done, but also from the point of inputting the best sort of seeds, and then actually monitoring the growth, and even going to the extent of harvesting at the right time through the AI algorithms. Precision farming is one of them, wherein the farmer can decide about what type of inputs that needs to be planted. At the same time, he can keep on monitoring the growth of the plant with certain sensors put on the crops. The mechanization process helps farmers to increase the efficiency, productivity, and effectiveness of farming. So to some extent, he can also automate the routine operations and save important resources on the labor that are actually deployed without an automation. He can also have improved seed qualities because of certain newer techniques in biotechnology or biogenetics. He can also have biotechnology innovations for getting the right seed for the right soil, and in turn increase his yield per hectare. All these technological advances can positively impact the cost of production, market supply, and agricultural prices. Large quantity of production can reduce agriculture prices. Enhanced efficiency will allow the farmers to produce more with fewer resources, putting downward pressure on the prices. Now, all these factors that we have seen can have multifaceted implications for the stakeholders, and the common stakeholders are farmers, the laborers, the traders, wholesale agribusiness, and more that we are going to see in the next few slides. Farmers are the foremost directly impacted because of these various factors. Laborers are also impacted because the major source of employment, especially in rural areas, is agriculture. And if the agriculture business thrives, then the employment is ensured and the wages are guaranteed for the laborers. Traders, wholesalers, and agribusinesses, the buying, selling, and processing agri commodities is the bread and butter for them because the farmer actually grow and have good harvest and the right seasons, they actually would be able to sell this to the traders, wholesalers, and agribusinesses, who in turn will send it to the consumers or the processors for its consumption. Food processors are also an important stakeholder in the modern times because we see a lot of value-added products are generated out of the farm produce. So food producers are also impacted because of the agricultural price fluctuations. The input suppliers demand for inputs because when the farmers require a particular type of inputs in the wake of competition, proper quality of inputs are required by the farmers, only then the proper competitive price would be payable by the farmers. The seed companies and fertilizer manufacturers, once again, they have to ensure that they provide good quality seeds and fertilizers to the farmers at a reasonable price. Logistics and transportation companies pick up farm produce from the farm gate and its distribution. We have seen this comes in the cost of production. So this cost needs to be controlled so as to ensure that the consumers don't have excessive price within the cost of production, which includes the logistics and transportation cost. The policymakers, policy decisions aimed by the government for ensuring food security, for promoting farmers' welfare through the minimum to the MSPs or subsidies, and to even to going to the extent of managing inflation, inflation can have an important impact on the agri prices. The retailers depend upon the wholesalers or direct from the farmers for getting the farm produce and maintain consistent pricing. The consumers are the end users of the farm produce. So whatever farm produce is provided directly by the farmers or through the retailers or even the wholesalers or even the processors, they should be getting a reasonable price, a right price, affordable price, and that to whatever the farm produce or the value-added product should be available to them and at a quality. So only then the price would be called reasonable for them. So consumers are also impacted because of this agricultural price. Financial institutions could be concerned about the loans and the servicing done by the farmers. So if the farmer has a good income, then he would be able to repay the loan at time. Insurance companies face the risk of higher claims. We have seen so many factors, and most of the crops are insured. And if there is any calamity or uncertain events, the insurance company face the risk of higher claims. Exporters and importers, once again, when it comes to export, the farm produce has to be of a good quality. Only then it would fetch good prices in global markets. In case of an import, importers would also like to have good quality at a reasonable price. Environmental organizations have specific concerns about the various practices that are adopted by the farmers, and it may have environmental implications. At the same time, research institutes are having consistent efforts in doing research right from the inputs to the cultivation to the different methods and strategies used for harvesting and marketing, ultimately benefiting farmers. So insights from the research institutions and various intervention strategies can influence the agricultural prices. So now we come to a very important factor of how to control all these factors. Only then the prices would be managed, risk in the prices, agriculture prices would be managed, and in turn the consumers would get a farm produce at a reasonable price, and the farmers can safeguard their income. So let's look at the measures to control the factors affecting aggregate prices one by one. Measures to control the factors affecting aggregate prices are important to ensure that in spite of the challenges, farmers can have tools and strategies to cope with the challenges, ensure a good harvest at a reasonable price for the consumers. So there are different measures to control the natural factors, the microeconomic factors, the macroeconomic factors, the social and political factors, environmental factors, as well as the technological advances, factors affecting the agricultural prices. Let's look at one by one. Measures to control the natural factors affecting agricultural prices. Farmers can deploy the climate smart agricultural practices so that despite the changes in the climate, they can have a good farm production. Drought resistant practices will ensure that the farmers crop the seeds in such a way which have resistance capacity to cope and resilience capacity to cope despite the shortfall in water, because the level of water that is required by the drought resistant crops or seeds are actually adjusted based on the type of climate. Integrated pest management strategies. Farmers can have inputs from various research institutes and ensure that they have the right inputs for managing the pest right from the seeding till the harvesting. Investment in disaster preparedness program will ensure farmer to take immediate curative measures, proactive management of any calamities or disaster that happens, and ensure the continuity of its farm operations. Investing in early warning weather forecasting once again will help the farmer to proactively manage. He will be ready to face any sort of uncertain event that is going to happen in the form of a change in weather. Embracing organic farming principles and techniques will ensure that the consumer will, those especially preferring chemical-free crops, can be provided this organic farming farm produce, even though it would be at a premium prices. So for this, the right techniques will ensure the farmers to have the pollution-free, chemical-free, good, fresh quality, higher quality crop produce. Adequate investment in proper storage facilities will help the farmer to store his farm produce and bring it out for marketing at the right time and at the right price rather than selling it in a haste. Crop insurance offers a safety net despite all the precautions that are taken. If at all there is any untoward event, uncertain event happening, the farmer may not suffer a loss because of the compensation received from the insurance company. And research initiatives are an ongoing process to keep on tracking the different elements that influence the agricultural prices and suggest the solutions for curing those factors. Next, we look at the measures to control the microeconomic factors affecting agricultural prices. When we talk in terms of microeconomic factors, these are specifically concerned with farmers, the behavior of the consumers, with the crop varieties, with the local climate, etc. So for that, proactive management strategies are aimed at reducing the input cost. The precision agriculture and sustainable practices will help the farmer to decide the right input to monitor how the inputs are actually working on the plants and how sustainable practices is ensuring a good crop yield. Collaborating with cooperatives for shared resources will reduce the burden of farmer rather than he going on his own for getting all this. Sometimes a pool of resources will help everyone to prosper rather than investing a huge cost by a single farmer. Use of improved quality seeds can actually result into a larger quantity and good quality crops. Cultivate crops suited to their local climate with specialized farming practices will once again help the farmer to overcome the microeconomic factors. Efficient farm management practices will further reduce into good farm, will further create a good farming. Utilizing data-driven techniques to gather real-time information on the crops that are growing will help the farmer to proactively deploy strategies, tools, and tactics for weeding out any foreign plant that is growing within, anything that is coming in the way of the growth of the plants. Well-defined grading systems can categorize crops and fetch different prices, especially premium prices for good quality crops. Controlling intermediary behavior can further help the farmer to safeguard himself from the exploitation. He can be aware about the information available about the crops and the market and ensure that he won't be exploited by the intermediary. Alternate marketing channel will reduce the dependency of farmers or any single channel. It will open up more logistics and marketing and transportation for the farmers for actually sending his farm produce from the farm to the consumers or even to the markets. Efficient logistic operations will ensure the supply of fresh farm produce as soon as it is harvested to the farmers, to the actual markets or consumers without losing any post-harvest farm produce, and that to maintain the right price for the farm produce. Next important measures to control the macroeconomic factors affecting agriculture prices could be the futures contract, especially on the agri-commodity exchanges, to ensure that the farmer gets the price and he locks the price in advance and doesn't have to face the uncertainty. The options contract go one step further. It can help the farmer to get a right but not an obligation to buy. And these techniques, derivatives contracts, will help the farmers to hedge against the exchange rate fluctuations too. Buying surplus agricultural produce and storing in good warehouses will further increase the holding capacity of the farmers and bringing out the farm produce at the right time to fetch the right price. Government subsidies or financial assistance would be essential for agricultural inputs so that in spite of the fluctuations, farmers would not have to bear a big pinch in their income. Farmers should be educated to diversify their crops because all the crops may not get damaged at one go because of certain changes in the climate or water seasonality of rainfalls or any other factor relating with the farm produce. So the diversified crops will give him revenues from those surviving. Banks can devise a credit scoring model specific to the agricultural sector so that the farmers will get the credit suiting his need requirements at the right time. Financial insurance can offer debt restructuring programs to needy farmers because the farmers have to face uncertainty, and the actual realization of his cash flows will happen only when the farm produce. But if the farm produce doesn't happen because of certain untoward or uncertain events, then the farmer will have difficulty in that situation. Financial institutions should offer debt restructuring programs to the needy farmers. Microfinance institutions can design credit facilities for small and marginal farmers so that they understand the needs of the farmers in a better way, because they are on the side and farmers can actually benefit from it rather than facing the burden of heavy servicing from the money lenders. Peer-to-peer lending platforms focused on agriculture can facilitate loans at lower rate, can bring together a large number of buyers and sellers, and these online platforms can help the farmer to get easy credit without any procedural lengthy documentations. Insurance company can offer specialized insurance products with government supports, and central bank can also use interest rates to control inflation and provide special incentives to the farmers. Measures to control social and political factors affecting agricultural prices. The prime measure could be educating the farmers on the best practices, on the best strategies they can deploy to safeguard them from various challenges and sustainable farming. Farmers association and social workers can raise consumers' awareness about what quality of crops and what nutrients they have and what is a reasonable price for them. Encouraging practices that reduce the food waste and set lower consumer prices. Agricultural policies with a long-term perspective. Stronger regulations in the agricultural sector will bring in sustainable practices and good yield for domestic as well as export purpose. It can also encourage international cooperation on trade policies. Environmental factors are also to be controlled, and there could be various measures like vertical farming, which will further go something different than the traditional farming and ensure good crop yield. This year, agriculture can make use of sensors to actually monitor the inputs and the growth of the plant till it is harvested. Prior warning systems can help the farmers to take proactive measures against certain climate changes or any other untoward impact, environmental impact on the farm. Climate smart agricultural practices will help the farmer to cope with the changes in the climate. Sustainable land management practices will help the farmer to make use of the farm, recycle the resources that are used so that the soil fertility is maintained rather than destroyed. Genetic engineering can help farmers to choose the good quality seeds which are suitable for a particular soil in a particular climate based on the inputs received from the scientists. Bioremediation will ensure that the environment is cleared with the pollutants, and the good environment-free field is available for farming. Regenerative agriculture will help the farmers to reuse, recycle the land and its resources rather than just use and dispose of, which can actually destroy the soil structure and other factors related to the agriculture. Agroecology will actually have an ideal or sort of creation of an ideal ecosystem required for agriculture, and circular economy will be actually making reuse of the equipments or the soil structure and the other farm ingredient inputs that are used in traditional farming. We also have measures to control the technology advances, like the technical induction programs for farmers, because all farmers may not be tech savvy, and hence with the actual use of technology in every aspect, right from the deciding on which seeds to be grown, then what are the monitoring arrangements with technology, then the data analytics and various other weather forecasting, pre-alarm systems that are all based on technology should be familiar with the farmers, and for that induction programs should be arranged. Agricultural digital twins, sort of simulations by which a farmer can decide what type of farm field he should have, what type of seeds that can be planted. The algorithmic irrigation systems can help the farmer to decide what type of irrigation facility, what flow of water is ideal for his farms. Aquaponics can make use of the water culture and the water plants and animals, so that with their collaboration, the farmer can have a good quality of crops. Drone seeders can have efficient dispersal of seeds rather than wastage of seeds, and ensure that the seeds are cultivated into plants. Agrophotovoltaics have some sort of solar energy on the crops, wherein the crops' ideal temperature is maintained for the maintained that is required for the crops. Nitrogen fixing bacteria sprays ensure that the soil is nitrogen fixed. The bacteria's help the roots of the crops to grow, and in turn the yield becomes better. Robotic weeders ensure that a farmer don't have to actually go into the farm and see what are the foreign destructive plants that are growing along with the main crops. The robotic weeders can weed out such unwanted growth of the plants which can be detrimental to the main crops. Predictive harvest timing with artificial intelligence will help the farmers to decide what is the right time for the harvest, so that the best quality of crops could be harvested without without a minimal post-harvest wastage. Blockchain has empowered the farmers to track and create an immutable record of the crops. It can trace the transport of crops from the farm to the markets, and so a lot of benefits in the food supply chain. So friends, with this we have completed this chapter on very important aspect of agricultural price, that is the factors affecting the agricultural price. Let's conclude this. The future strategies should focus on managing agricultural prices to ensure food security and economic stability. For that, various measures that we have seen should be deployed by the farmers. The multifaceted factors affecting the agricultural prices must be addressed by incorporating the technological advancement, sustainable practices, as well as policy innovations. Thank you.